Chapter 3. No Time for Goodbyes. A few winters soon passed, and Heidi was now 8 years old. She had learned all kinds of useful things from her grandfather, but she had not yet learned to read or write. One day, a visitor arrived to see them. It was Cousin Dieti, who had come back from Frankfurt. Grandfather didn't say a word when she entered the room. Dieti then began to explain how she had always intended to come back for Heidi. She had returned now because of an opportunity that she thought would suit Heidi. A wealthy family in Frankfurt had one young daughter named Clara. She was an invalid who had to go about in a wheelchair. She was therefore very much alone, especially since her mother had passed away. Clara also had no one to share her lessons with. The father wanted to find a companion for his daughter, and Dieti thought that Heidi would be perfect. After speaking with Dieti, the father had agreed to take Heidi into his home. As Dieti carried on speaking, grandfather interrupted her. "Be quiet," he shouted. He then stormed out of the hut. He was very angry with her for wanting to take Heidi away. "Grandfather is mad," said Heidi. "I am not going with you." "Nonsense," replied Dieti. She then gathered Heidi's clothes and rolled them up into a bundle. "Come along now, we must go." "I am not going," repeated Heidi. "Don't be so silly," said Dieti. "Frankfurt is nice, and there are many things to see and do there. If you don't like it, you can come back here again. Grandfather is angry with us, so we must go now." Dieti took the bundle under her arm and held Heidi by the hand. They left the hut and went down the mountain. As they neared Peter's hut, the boy saw Dieti and Heidi coming toward him. "Where are you going, Heidi?" he asked. "I am going to Frankfurt for a little visit with Dieti," she replied. "But I must first say goodbye to grandmother."
"No, no, you must not stop. It's already too late," exclaimed Dieti.
She held Heidi back from running into the hut. She then continued to pull Heidi down the mountain. Peter angrily ran back into the hut.
"Peter, what is the matter?" asked grandmother in a frightened voice.
"Dieti is taking Heidi away," Peter cried.
The old woman rose as quickly as she could, opened the window and called out,
"Dieti, do not take that child away from us. Do not take her away."
Dieti must have heard grandmother calling, for she held Heidi's hand even tighter. But she didn't stop and continued to pull the child along. From that day on, Heidi's grandfather looked angrier than ever when he passed through Dorfli. He didn't speak to anyone when he went about his business. Everyone in Dorfli thought it was a good thing that Heidi had gotten away from her grandfather. However, that was because no one knew what Alm Uncle was really like except for a few people, including grandmother. She always said nice things about him when anyone asked.